Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday, and welcome to the Josie Show. Joining us tonight will be Blackbird Anthem. Greg Roberts and Ed Roman will join us as we debut his brand new song tonight, only here on the Josie Show live, here first. And then we play the brand new song from Kaylin Pace. So please make sure you tuned in. It's going to be a jam-packed show of great talent, so make sure you do not miss a millisecond, okay? Kilosecond, whatever. All right, so everyone, please welcome to the show our very first guest, Blackbird Anthem. Hello. Hi, guys.
Hey, Josie, how are you tonight? Glad to join you here from warm and muggy Florida tonight.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Welcome to the show. So excited to finally be able to chat with you guys. Y'all have some great music that we're going to get to talk about, but, you know, first off, I want to kind of have y'all introduce, you know, the band. Tell us everything that y'all do and all y'all and all your names.
Derek Brightwell, bass guitar.
Mm-hmm. Lee Thompson, I'm playing drums.
And I'm Adam, lead vocals, rhythm, and songwriter. Two of our guys can't be with us tonight. Cole Yana on electric guitar and keyboards, and also Jeremy Chestnut on lead as well. But it's just the three of us tonight. So hear you again, Josie, and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so great to talk to y'all. So we're so excited because tonight we're going to chat about your new song and video for it's titled 22. But first, you know, how I wanted to ask you, you know, how did you all come up with the name Blackbird Anthem? I really love it.
You know, we get asked that question a lot, and mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. So so Blackbird comes from two places. For me, when I started the band, and of course still am, I'm a huge fan of Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Johnny Cash was referred to as the dark bird of country music. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marty Stewart even wrote a song about Johnny called Dark Bird. And mm-hmm. so I felt that if we could write songs that told stories just about the average everyday American blue collar type worker, then that was part of it. And then the other part of the song mm-hmm. is you know, a huge influence on me lyrically is the band Counting Crows. They've been around, you know, since the 90s and still playing live and great today. And if you've never seen them live, you really need to go see it because it's an experience. So I felt if we could write like Johnny Cash and if we could perform live and give an experience like Counting Crows, so we just kind of merged those two things into Blackbird. And then Anthem is an anthem is a rally cry. An anthem is something that, you know, you yell and you sing and you know, and we thought if we could get back to the type of music where it's an experience to see live and it tells great stories and has a message, then that's our anthem. So that's how we came up with it.
I love it. It's unique. Has a great story behind it. And it's just you know, when you Google it, it's easy. It comes right up. So it's a win-win.
We're the only Blackbird Anthem in the world.
See?
And you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that was part of design, too. You know, when I was going through names, you know, that was not the first name that we came up with. And so what I would do is, I'd come up with a band name, and I'd immediately get online. And if there was any band ever anywhere that had that name, I crossed it off the list.
Right.
So when I came up with Blackbird Anthem, I researched it, and no one had it. So I bought every domain name. I had it trademarked, mm-hmm. and it's us. So everything that you Google Blackbird Anthem or Bing it or whatever it is, you're mm-hmm. going to find us.
I love that. Makes it so much simpler. And so I am really excited because we are here to chat about 22. So can you tell us a little bit about what this song is all about? Who wrote this song? Tell us everything. So great.
So the song 22, it's about mm-hmm. the epidemic and tragedy of veteran suicide. And,
right.
You know, the statistic is that 22 veterans a day die by suicide. And as a Iraq combat veteran myself, Lee's drummer, he's a veteran as well, been through a lot of hotspots around the world. And, I was sitting around the house and I was thinking about this tragedy. And I said, there's a lot of songs about soldiers and our military going off to war and doing great things and coming back home, and there are songs written about them, and rightfully so. And there are songs written about our military that go overseas, and they pay the ultimate sacrifice, and they don't get to come home, and rightfully so to them. You know, but I thought, what about those members, and what about our brothers and sisters that survived the war overseas, and they come home, and they lose that battle? Where's their song? You know, where is the honor that we can pay to them? And so I started writing the song from kind of that standpoint. And I got through the first verse and chorus, and then I kind of had a moment where I'm like, should I even finish this song? Is it too heavy? Is it too much? And I have a friend of mine that is a widow. Her husband was Army and died by suicide. I have a friend who is a veteran himself and been at the point. He's had a gun to his head twice with his finger on the trigger and chose to live. And my best friend died by suicide in 2013. So I called my widow friend. I called my other veteran friend, and I said, this is what I've got. Do I finish this? Is it right to finish this? And they said, you better finish it. They said, yeah, absolutely, you better finish it. So finished writing the song and put it out there. And it's a tragic number. And some people have heard, 22 a day, 22 a day. But when you add it all up together, we lose more veterans by suicide in 1 year than we lost to enemy combat in Iraq and Afghanistan combined over all the years we've been at war with them. So it's a very tragic figure. So we wrote the song, recorded it, and then we had the great opportunity to travel this past October out to Sky Forest, California at the Ranger Nightingale Camp and filmed out there with Veteran Powered Films and Silver Rose Entertainment. Some amazing, amazing people. About 80% of the people on set were veterans, cinematographer, one of the directors, and we were able to even the main actor in the video that plays the veteran Rudy Reyes. He's he's a Marine veteran. He was in the HBO series called Generation Kill, and
he's phenomenal. He did such a great job. Oh my goodness,
he is. Such a great guy. Such an amazing guy.
He's easy on the eyes, isn't he, Josie?
Oh, man.
Oh, you know it. That's what my wife says.
Right. Right.
So, that was intentional. So, and Rudy knows it. He knows it. He's such a really great guy. But but we wanted to bring awareness of the issue. We wanted to honor our fellow brothers and sisters, and just raise awareness of the issue, and hopefully, provide some hope and some light, and try to save some lives. We don't profit off of that song in any way. Anything we make off of that song, whether it be digital downloads, whether it be anything, we turn around and donate all proceeds back to veteran nonprofit organizations that help prevent veteran suicide.
Right. I can't explain how much I love this song. And this is one of those songs that was just too good not to have a video created for it. I mean, the whole video. You all have to see the video because it puts the whole song in perspective. You can really feel, what they go through. And it's just an incredible song and video, and I want people to see the video. So can you please give everybody, you know, the information on where they can find that video?
So the best way to find the video is just go on YouTube and 22, just the numbers 22 and Blackbird Anthem, and you'll see the official video. I do also want to point out that there are some scenes in the middle of the video that are from a great short film called Tango Down. It's for anyone that has Amazon or Amazon Prime, you can watch the video there. You can buy the video, the film, I guess I should say, not the video. And we do have some songs in the film. It's won several awards from film festivals. Julia Ling is one of the writers and directors of the film, and it's just we're very fortunate to have been able to pair up with them, and they're also a big part of who made the that music video possible. So we have a big thank you to Tango Down and that entire crew and team also.
Absolutely. I'm gonna have to check out the film now on Amazon. That's amazing. And you know, it's such a great, you know, music video, like I said. And the video production was incredible, I have to say. It was beautifully done, just all around incredible, the whole team. It was just amazing. So I wanted to let y'all know that y'all did just a fantastic, fantastic job on everything with this video. And I'm excited to play this song. I mean, it is such a great song because, you know, it could help people. And that's what we're about, is, you know, helping others and hopefully saving lives, because, you know, this is a big, big thing that, you know, a lot of our military go through. And it's the least that we can do is to give back to them because they do so much for us. You know what I mean? And so I'm excited to play this song right now. So here it is, everyone. We'll be right back to talk more to Blackbird Anthem. So here is 22. Hit it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. And we are back at the Josie Show. That was 22 by Blackbird Anthem. And where can people go to get their hands on a copy of this song? Like you said, all the proceeds go to help our veterans. So where can people go and get their hands on this song?
So you can download it from iTunes, Amazon, Google. You can stream from Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, CDBaby.com. For those that that really want to own a piece of this, we had a very limited run of actual CDs pressed and made for this. The artwork, the cover art, was actually written by or actually drawn by a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. Her name is Anya Yakovleva. And just a super talented veteran artist. And so at CDBaby.com, I believe they still have a handful of CDs left that you can purchase and own. But as far as digital downloads, again, anywhere you can buy streaming music, you can buy the song.
I love it. I love it. Please do, everyone. Please make sure you purchase this song. It goes to a great cause, and it's just such a wonderfully written song and video. So please make sure you also see the music video. We're actually going to add the link for the music video on our Country Blast Radio website. So countryblastradio.com, you'll be able to click on the YouTube link. It'll go right straight to the video. But I do want to say that this video has only been out for, you know, a few short weeks, and it's already, you know, calculating the views. I mean, the views are going up there. People are sharing it. People are really giving great response. And so everybody really needs to see this. So I want to thank you so, so much for sharing this song and the story behind it with us. So thank you guys so much.
And you know, Josie, we want to thank you too, because, you know, this sometimes is a very taboo topic to talk about. But if we don't talk about it, we can't help. You know, we can't save lives if we don't talk about it. So thank you for acknowledging the issue, and not just for veterans, but for all people, all demographics. This is not just a veteran issue. This is a human issue, and the more that we can raise awareness of it, the more that we can tell people there is hope, there is help, and you know, you don't have to take that step.
Absolutely. And I think, and like you said, I think the more that we talk about it, the less people will find it, you know, taboo, and the less people will be scared to actually try to get help. You know what I mean? A lot of people are just afraid to go to somebody because they'll think that they're crazy or something's going on with them. But honestly, they just are afraid to go and get help. So hopefully, you know, with your song and, you know, with what we're doing, hopefully others will pick up on it and we can help save some lives. So thank you so much for everything that you guys do. And before y'all go, what's next for y'all? What's on the agenda for Blackbird Anthem? More music? What's happening?
All right. So we're very fortunate, very blessed. We have some great shows coming up. We're expanding locally. We're actually regionally out of Florida. We have some shows coming up in Texas. We have some shows at some theme parks down here in Florida. Of course, we're going to be at the Josie Music Awards in September.
That's what's coming up, Josie, the JMA.
That's right.
You're going to be there?
I think I will. I think I heard a lot about it. I'm so excited to see y'all again.
Now, hold. I want you to hold on to your shorts right now, Josie.
Okay, I'm
because
ready.
All right. Look for very soon. Some live performance or some show dates featuring both Blackbird Anthem and D-Rock together.
Woo! That's going to be epic! Oh, that is awesome. That's going to be amazing.
He's a great friend of mine. We played together this past summer out in Spokane, Washington, and we hit it off really well. So D-Rock and Blackbird Anthem, look for some combined forces coming up here pretty soon.
Mind blown. I love it. I love when independent artists like work together and actually create incredible music together. I am so looking forward to this. And once it's all done and, you know, the music is out and all that, we will have to have you both on the show, you know, all y'all back to talk about
Definitely.
It, okay?
Oh, absolutely, Josie.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for coming on, and you know, well, you're welcome
Thank
back
you.
At any time. Thank
All
you.
Right. Well, say hello to Tina Marie for us and Matt and the entire Josie family, and we're looking forward to being back real soon.
All right. See y'all very soon. Have a great rest of your
September.
Night. Thanks. See you September.
See you then.
Tonight,
All right. Bye.
See you there. Bye-bye. I love
Bye.
Them. Bye-bye. I love them so much. They're incredible people. Just, you know, what they do for veterans and just for, you know, humans is incredible. And I just think the world of them. They're incredible. So Blackbird Anthem, please make sure you go and find them everywhere. Like we said, you'll just, when in doubt, Google it out. That's what I always say. Type in Blackbird Anthem and you will be able to find everything you need to know on them, music, etc. So please make sure you go and check them out and support what they're doing. All right, so let's go. Let's do this. We have a song here that we are going to play, a great feature here. We're going to play a new song from Kaylin Pace. So let's do it right now. We want to thank Kaylin so much for sending this song along to us. We absolutely love it. So let's play it. It's called Give It a Shot. So let's give it a shot. Here we go. Hit it.
Something to
Kalen Pace. Congratulations on the new release. I absolutely love it. It's called Give It a Shot. So please make sure you go and find Kalen Pace all over. She's on Facebook. She's all over the place. And that is Kalen, K-A-Y-L-Y-N, Pace, P-A-C-E. So please make sure you give her some love and let her know how much you enjoy her song, Give It a Shot. I love it. So it looks like our next guest is here. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Greg Roberts. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing, Josie?
Doing great. So great to have you here on the Josie Show. I hope you're doing amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, anytime, anytime. So first off, we cannot start the Josie Show with you without congratulating you on your JMA win this past year in 2019. So congratulations, well-deserved.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. And once again, thanks for the opportunity and all you guys do for the independent artists.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Keep making that great music. And we absolutely love everything that you do. We're always seeing you, you know, on a horse, singing, doing your thing. That is Greg Roberts, and I love that about you. Can you tell all of our listeners a little bit about what you do? Because you are a very fascinating guy. I love it.
I ride horses, and I'm kind of like the they call me the horse ambassador, you know, because my songs are predominantly about the horses and the racking horse community and the gated horse community. That's what I do pretty much.
That is so cool. I love that. I love that. And how did you find your passion for making music? When did you realize that, you know, you wanted to start putting out some, you know, music? When did you realize you wanted to do this?
I really started at a young age, but I was more so into just the hip hop side. And as I got older, I kind of switched over a little bit. You know, I moved to the country and it got, you know, and the horse thing kind of got into me. So,
so I like
talking,
it.
I started talking about the horses in the equine community.
Yes. And, you know, I love your music because, you know, for those who have heard it, you know, it's country, but also you do add a little rap style in it, which is so unique. And I love it. It's just, it makes it so just catchy. Like you can't help but, you know, tap your toes to and dance along with it. I mean, it's just so good.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And, of course, we have a couple of songs here with us tonight of yours. The first one that we're going to play is titled Three Up and One Down. But can you tell us a little bit about this song first and what it means to you? Three Up, One Down.
Okay. Three Up, One Down is it's a pose that the horses, that the single-footed horses do with 3 feet off the ground and 1 foot down. And it's kind of like the – the three up, one down pose. You'll see it on the, you know, on the my merchandise and pictures, steel shots
right.
And stuff like that. But it kind of means to the horse community, kind of like the Michael Jordan emblem is to the Nike. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know, it's very cool. I love the artwork that you have for it. We have your T-shirt. I'm actually wearing it right now. Just
great,
for the
great.
Mojo
That's
of this
cool.
interview.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's so good. It's so good. We love the song. And so let's play it right now for everyone. Here it is, Three Up and One Down by Greg Roberts. And we'll be right back with more from Greg here in just a second. So stay right there with us. Thank you, Greg. Stay with us. We'll
You're
play
welcome.
This right now. Here we go.
Yeah. Down, won't be, don't blood and now. Three
us. So smooth, come on and take a cruise. I just got old new shoes. Yeah. When you defeat the champ, you can't lose. It's a win-win situation. No hate, just say congratulations. Your horse is just everybody want a ready made. That's why the horse trainer's getting paid. Mine's born made it in the blood. Know the fight just make them get a move. Looking good, looking doing it right. I guess I'm gonna hit a horse show later tonight. And I know they're gonna be bringing all the couples out. Let me tell you what I'm talking about.
Roberts, that was Three Up and One Down. We love that song. Can you give everyone your website or where they can go to keep up on all your latest news so they do not miss the next song?
They can keep up with, they can check me out at GregRobertsNG.com or Facebook and all that good stuff, Twitter, Instagram.
You're all over. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So please make sure you go and find Greg Roberts and give him a like, add him, subscribe, all of the above to everything that he has going on. And do you have any other projects in the works right now that you could tell us about? Any new music, music video? What's been going on in your world?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got a new song that's about to release as soon as it comes back from mastering. It's called Trail Ride, Good Time. And
uh-huh.
That'll be the next one. And I'm gonna premiere it with you all. So.
Oh, that's so sweet! Thank you so much. Oh
yeah,
we love a good old debut, and we will play the heck out of it for sure. Afterwards on Country Blast Radio, we'll put it everywhere.
Oh yeah, and I also got the video. It should be done here maybe in a week. The Break Out the Big Guns video. So it kind of got delayed because he had a hard drive get corrupted, so it lost a little bit of the footage. But we made it up at the last event. So all
oh, nice.
Is good now. So
all is good. Well. I'm glad. Well, I'm so excited to see the music video, first off. And, you know, we'll definitely share it and all of that fun stuff at countryblastradio.com. So we're so excited. And speaking of Break Out the Big Guns, we do have this song with us right now to play for all of you. So let's play it, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit about this one, okay? So let's play all right. it. All right, here we go. Hit it. Greg Roberts. I have to say, Matt was at the control board doing a little groove over here behind the glass. He loves it. said,
get it, Matt.
He said, get it, Matt. Oh, it's too funny. Oh, my gosh. He was. I love this song. I mean, it's just so catchy. And, of course, it won a JMA in you know, this past year, 2019. And well deserved, too. It's such a good song. Such a good song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And do you have any shows coming up that you could tell us about for those maybe in that area, you know, may want to pop in and check you out live?
The show season is about to kick off and here pretty soon. You know, I do a lot of the horse shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So a lot the show season kinda winds down in the wintertime, but it's about to kick back up. And we also got an event that's coming up this summer. Now, I'm gonna have shows before then, but it's an event that me and a couple of friends of mine are putting together called the Rack and Pace Fest. And it's going to be the first annual one will be held in Holly Springs at the Marshall County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a big deal. Big horse event, live music, a lot of fun, cornhole tournaments, stuff like that, you know.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. And people can keep up with all of your news, where you're going to be and all of that, you know, at your website and all of your pages. One last time, can you give out your website for everybody?
It's gregrobertsng.com.
Check it out, everyone. Check it out. And thank you so much, Greg, for coming on the show. And please come back on anytime, okay?
Oh, you're welcome anytime. And I mean, definitely for y'all. I do it for y'all. So
you know, you're
awesome. Tell Matt when our event gets off the ground, tell him to be ready now, because he's gonna be one of the performers. I've been thinking about that.
Oh, he'll do it. He will be there in like a snap of the finger. If you ask, he'll do it for sure.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you at the 2020 JMAs. It was great having you there. I mean,
definitely. I'll be there for sure.
All right. I can't wait to see you again, and I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay? Keep rocking.
You too, Josie. And everybody, take it easy. Be careful.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Greg Roberts, everyone. Ah, he's so awesome. Gosh, his songs are so catchy. You can't, like, get them out of your head, and, like, you can't help but, you know, dance along to them in a good way too. You know, it's just such a great song. So we're so excited that we got to play Three Up and One Down and Break Out the Big Guns. I love it so much. We do have another guest here to come in just a second, but we need to remind you all that February 1st is when the official nominee suggestion forms come out at josiemusicawards.com. You could submit your material at josiemusicawards.com for a possible nomination. You know, our wonderful industry leaders are the ones that will, you know, choose the nominees, put you in the category, all of that great stuff. They always have a lot of work to do every year. They really do. I don't want that job. I really don't. I love the job of showing up at the award show and just, you know, doing my thing. Very exciting time. So remember, February 1st is when the nomination suggestion forms open up at josiemusicawards.com. And also, I want to mention that tomorrow, myself and Tina Marie, the beautiful mother of mine, is going to do a Facebook Live. And we're actually going to put out a promo in just a little bit right after the show to talk a little bit about what you know we're going to be doing and all of that fun stuff. We're going to do like kind of like a question and answer type situation, because I know everybody, you know, has some great questions out there, and I think a live is the best place to get all of them at once and be able to communicate with you guys kind of like face to face. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow at, what do you say, about 7:00 p.m. 7:00 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:00 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do a Facebook Live at my Facebook page at facebook.com/JosiePee1995. Yes. And just a clarification, because every time I say that, you know, I it sounds like I'm like saying like the other kind of P. No, it's just the letter P. not Josie. I know. The letter, not Josie P-E-E. No, it's just Josie P 1995. I always think about that too when I say that. I'm like, one of these days, I know one of these days someone's going to be like, girl, what? But yeah, so just Josie, the letter P, 1995. And we will go live tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So I'm super excited about that to catch up with all of you. And yes. We got a lot of exciting things happening here at the Josie Music Awards camp. We really do. So we want to make sure that we get all of your questions. And sometimes in the Facebook Live, it's hard, you know, sometimes it's hard to get to every question. So if you feel, you know, you have an important question that you really want answered, you could text us in advance, text or email us with your Josie Music Awards question. You could text at 331-645-8336, or you can email us at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, and we will get all of your questions ready and just go through the list. So remember, Facebook Live at Josie P 1995 on Facebook. You could just type in Josie Pasentino. You'll find me. And we're so excited to catch up with all of you and answer all of your questions. All right. So it looks like our next guest is here. Everyone, please welcome back to the Josie Show. It's been forever, I feel like. Here is Ed Roman. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Josie, how are you, the Vanguard star of Nashville? It's great to talk to you.
You're the sweetest. Oh, it's so great to talk to you. It's been forever, and you have so many great things happening in your world. You even have a new song that we're going to talk about. So congratulations to you and your new song, Stronger. We're going to debut it here on the Josie Show for everyone to hear, so we're so excited.
Wow, so that's excited. Great. I'm happy to be here, and thank you so kindly for the opportunity. What a pleasure it is to have a spotlight on this show.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I'm so excited to have you here. And so I want to start off, can you tell us a little bit about this song, Stronger, that we're going to play here tonight? Tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind it.
Well, you know, you're always noodling on things, you know, it's cold here in Canada. And I was thinking about the sun one day, and the first song that came to my mind was Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison. And I just love that song, and I had my guitar capoed up at like 7, and I was doing some kind of interesting things. And all of a sudden, this sort of chordal arrangement came out of this feeling of that song. And I was thinking about life and, you know, how things can be a struggle sometimes. And the things
right.
that, you know, I start to realize about it is that every day is a journey. You can create hurdles if you wish, but you can also overcome them. And when you do that day after day and you look back, you go, you know, I'm a little bit stronger because I've learned from all of those hurdles. So it came from there, and it felt like it was an honest place that it came from, and we're so happy to bring it to people.
Yes, I think this is going to be a really good one. I think this one's going to definitely be talked about, and I absolutely love this song, and I think that it would be great for, like, a music video. I feel like it's like a music video type feel. Is that something that you would want to do with this song?
Absolutely, and I'm talking to a couple people right now. I want this sort of like, I've got visuals. You know how you like, you already start daydreaming
right?
about things when you're listening to lyrics. And something to do with like being able to like lift cars or like, you know, like over your head, you know, like and have
right.
that like what superpower kind of ability, like just ridiculous things. Or, you know, when you have those bounding dreams where you're like bouncing up in the air in slow motion and people are like trying to catch your feet, but you're like floating in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are like that right. sort of deal with that. And then there's a whole bunch of obviously metaphorical things that are tied into the lyrics that would like slip in there nicely. So, yes, I agree with you.
Right? I mean, just listening to this song before the show, I was like, this would be such a great music video. You could be so creative with it. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And people will be able to see, you know, as we play it right here tonight, you could hear it the first time here at the Josie Show. So without any further ado, let's play Stronger right now, and we'll be right back with more from Ed Roman. So don't go anywhere. Here we go. Stronger. Hit it.
How high do you want to go? away. Makes no difference to me, so I can hear you say, a waistcoat of disaster, I threw it all away. And I'm feeling stronger, you're gonna hear me say, I'm feeling stronger, stronger.
Roman, that was Stronger, and we're so proud that we were able to debut this feel-good tune. It really is. So thank you so much, Ed. We appreciate you.
Hey, Josie, thank you, and thank you everything for what you're doing for independent music. You are a star in Nashville. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you, and it's my pleasure. And I just, like I said, I love this song, so can you please tell everyone where they can go to get their hands on a copy for themselves so they
You can go to iTunes, Amazon, obviously. Come to my website. You can go through there. I also want to thank Michael Stover for setting this up and obviously hooking us up. It's just it's great to bring new music to people, so thank you so kindly.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And give your website link out as well so people can go and find you there.
That would be edroman.net. And when you search for me on social media, you can search Special Ed Roman. You can find me there on my YouTube channel. In fact, I encourage people to go check out the lyric video, which is there right now.
Check it out, everyone. Please do. And please make sure you keep it tuned in at edroman.net to see what is next with Ed and what is next for your, you know, your future endeavors and what's going on with your music? Because I know you are never, it's never ending. I know that you're always thinking up something. You're always putting out, you know, great tunes. You always have something going on. So I'm so excited to see what is next for you. And thank you again so much for coming on the show and for chatting with me and for sharing this song Stronger with us. We appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, Josie. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you, and I hope you have a great rest of your night. Come back anytime, okay?
Thank you, girl. I appreciate it. Hope to see you soon.
Hope to see you soon. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ed Roman, everyone. Such a talent. I love that song, Stronger. I'm telling you, it is such a feel-good song, and it just makes you feel like you could just take on the world, doesn't it? It just makes you feel like you could do, you know, whatever you put your mind to, which I'm sure is the reason behind it. And just, he's such a great lyricist. Did I say that right? He's great at making lyrics. There you go. I thought I said it correctly though, but I'm going to have to look in dictionary because now I'm not going to be able to sleep at night until I know for sure. Listen, it's a situation. I'm strange like that. But I want to thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And thank you to our special guests, Blackbird Anthem, Greg Roberts, Ed Roman, and a thank you to Kaylin Pace for sending us her new song to share tonight. And tune in next Thursday, where our guests will be the incredible Rebecca May Lawless and Amory Shea. So you will not want to miss a second of that show. It's going to be wonderful, and you can tune in right here at josieshow.com every Thursday at 7:00 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you can't listen to us live, you can find us on iHeartRadio and Spotify and TuneIn, iTunes. We're all over the place. So you'll be able to catch the show for sure. And remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions to follow your dreams, but remember to give it all you got, make great friends along the way, and enjoy the whole journey. Good night, everyone. And really quickly before we go, I want to give some big-time love to my favorite restaurant ever, Olive Garden. They are so sweet. They sent Matt and I such beautiful wedding, like a wedding present. It's just the sweetest thing ever, and we will definitely be back to Olive Garden to chow down on some of those breadsticks, you know, their pasta. Listen, my Italian soul is singing. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. So thank you so much to Olive Garden, and I hope you all have an amazing rest of your night, and love y'all. Good night.